colors are soft. I mix a lot of whites with blues, rattans and creams, which speak to me of summer days in the home, barefoot, and are reflective of living in a warm climate for the majority of the year.
Welcome to Convos, Stories That Connect, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast where we dive into the heart of what makes this region so special. Through candid and inspiring conversations, we explore what draws people to this breathtaking part of the Mid-North Coast and what keeps them coming back. Our guests share their personal journeys, challenges and passions, offering a glimpse into the vibrant lifestyles that shape the Barrington Coast.
Hey friends, welcome back to Convos, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast where we dive into the people and the stories and everything that makes our region fabulous. And one of the things that we really love about our region is that coastal look and feel, the beaches, the waterways, the national parks. Not only do we love having that around, but we love bringing it into our homes, don't we? So we want the spaces that we live in to have that kind of feel as well. And if you're visiting our beautiful region, then it's really nice for you to have that kind of insight as well, you know, that beautiful coastal feel. And nobody does that better than today's guest. We are very lucky to be joined by Sarah Baker from Coast by Design. Sarah, welcome to the potty.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
We've unknowingly, I guess, known each other for a little while. So I'm really excited to chat today and get your take on a few different things. But before we dive in, can you share a little bit with us about the Coast by Design story and some background and how you ended up where you are?
Of course. I've always loved beautiful interiors and been drawn and appreciative of architecturally designed spaces that are carefully considered. So after studying interior design and renovating my own home, actually, I decided to take the leap and launch my business. And I started working with clients initially to style their investment properties in Foster. And that was where my journey began. And today we've been operating since 2023 and specialize in property staging for the sales market, interior styling for holiday homes, and renovation design for clients wanting support modernizing and beautifying their homes.
Okay, exciting. And so we were chatting just a little bit off air before we started. Must be really nice for you to have the opportunity to kind of have that creative outlet, I guess.
It is. Look, it is. I am absolutely loving it. I feel very, very grateful to be kind of, to be able to share what I've learned, what I loved with other people and seeing them, you know, respond to it positively. It's an absolute pleasure. So I'm very lucky. It's going well.
Yeah. Because your background's quite diverse, isn't it? Media, marketing. You've written a children's book. I mean, there's so much that you've done. How does all of that kind of influence what you do now in the interior design space?
Well, yes, I do like to keep busy. My career over the last about 15 plus years has been working within media. So I've worked for television networks, creative agencies, and print media for a lifestyle magazine publication where I write and create content for advertisers. And yes, I did also publish a children's book when my first baby was born, actually, mostly just to keep creative while I was on maternity leave. And I think during this time, I've had the pleasure to work amongst so many talented people in their fields, designers, photographers, creatives, and I've learned so much from each of them, and they have all inspired me on my interior design journey and where I am today.
And so what about our local area? Because you say that your work has a nod to the coastal landscape of the mid-coast. So tell us a little bit about where we live and, you know, this gorgeous part of the world we're lucky to call home. How does that influence what you do?
Well, yes, I'm incredibly inspired by our stunning landscape. And as you know, so many in our mid-coast community are very lucky to call this area home. The ocean lifestyle and Coast by Design has evolved out of my love for coastal interiors. So this look and feel is kind of, it's relaxed, yet it's beautiful and functional for the landscape. Colors are soft. I mix a lot of whites with blues, rattans and creams, which speak to me of summer days in the home, barefoot, and are reflective of living in a warm climate for the majority of the year.
You paint a gorgeous picture there.
Thank you.
So you're naturally very creative. You know, we can tell by the backdrop that you've got going on there and a nicely coordinated outfit.
My lovely outfit.
But we're not all, you know, we're not all gifted with that. And the thought of interior design could probably be a little bit overwhelming. So if somebody wanted to transform their home, what would be a good place for them to start?
Well, design-wise, it's essential to have a good overview of how any home, you know, functions holistically for its inhabitants. Firstly, you know, if I'm on a project, I'm looking for the condition of the build. Is it sound structurally? Then I can start to visualize what we can do to improve its livability, open it up by removing any unnecessary walls and creating an abode that functions well and is cohesive in style and layout. And then, you know, styling then can come into it, which is usually the last piece of the puzzle, but definitely has a huge impact.
Yeah, that's really interesting to hear you say that, you know, styling is kind of the last piece of the puzzle. Because when we think about styling, you know, we naturally, I guess that's the word, styling, as we think about that first, do you often see places, sorry, question without notice, that have been styled and you're like, well, that looks really nice, but it's not very functional?
Yes, I do. And, you know, that can be for a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, budget's obviously a huge one. But yes, sometimes or a company might look to invest purely in aesthetics as they are and styling, you know, what's achievable within a space how it is. So, you know, and possibly more could have been done, you know, from a design point of view before styling to get it looking a bit better. But, you know, this, you know, interior design, you know, it's subjective, it's complex, you know, as an art. There's lots of different pieces to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that's the benefit of working with a professional, is you can kind of, I guess, bring those two things together, form and function. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So cost of living crisis, it's biting. We all know that.
Yes.
And we all watch those fabulous programs and we see these incredible interior designs. Everything. Oh, I'd love my home to look like that. Have you got any tips or advice for people who want to create something special in their home, but they're kind of working on a budget?
Of course. So, look, you really can achieve an amazing look and feel for a low-cost investment if you want to. Paint is a great way to breathe new life into dated-looking walls. And style-wise, there are lots of retail chains producing decor products and accessories in new season colours and styles that can give spaces a warm and inviting ambience. And I often suggest to people, have a look on Pinterest and Instagram for bloggers who show you just how to take new trends and apply them directly into your home for maximum effect.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Good tips. I hope you're paying attention to this because there's some hot tips here. And also, if you're looking for a way, people, to justify taking a bit of time, spending a little bit of money on styling and interior designing your place, Sarah, there's some real kind of health and lifestyle benefits too, aren't there?
There are, absolutely.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. So it is a fact that clutter-free spaces and, you know, comfortable living environments contribute to a more positive mental state. And particularly, you know, as women, you know, we can feel uptight if our homes are messy and out of order, really for men too. And that, you know, that clarity can come when you get those boring jobs done and you can kind of relax, you know, into your space. There is also a correlation between natural light and a connection to nature, which contributes to an enhanced positive mental state also. So exposure to natural light and elements of nature within the home has been linked to improved mood, reduced stress, and an enhanced overall mental state.
Right. Okay. So that's
cool. And so there you go.
Right. And natural light, free, comes from the sun.
Free. Very good for you.
Yeah.
As well as that vitamin D intake. Yeah.
I know. So many benefits, right?
So many benefits.
So we hear a bit about property staging, and I know that's one of the things that you do. So certainly becoming more popular recently, something we probably didn't hear as much about 10 years ago.
Exactly.
But what's the difference between property staging and traditional interior design?
Well, yes, as you said, Simon, property staging has become very popular in recent years because real estate agents and vendors are aware of, the potential a staged home has to attract a higher sale price for their property and even encourage a bidding war between buyers. Mm. So statistics show us that a staged home is far more likely to sell on the market than a property photographed and viewed empty. So property staging encourages the potential buyer to want to buy into the perceived lifestyle the property offers by presenting beautiful and strategic interior styling. So the difference between the two, an interior design project, you are usually working on behalf of a client who desires to live in that property and therefore wants it to look and feel a certain way that reflects them. So possibly, as the stylist or designer, you have more creative license when you're staging than working on behalf of an interior design project with a client.
Okay, so staging, we're really talking about a property that's for sale, and we're talking about helping that potential buyer who's walking through envisage themselves in there. We're selling a dream, really, aren't we?
Mm,
a lifestyle selling a dream. And a dream. Mm.
Yes. Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an investment. So we shouldn't be, if we're looking at staging our home, we shouldn't be looking at this as, cost that we need to factor into, the price of selling. Like, this is an investment that's going to potentially get us a better return.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you, usually the outlay for, a property staging installation is less than 1% of, the sale price of your property. So, really, really key investment there to get a good return.
Yeah. And so if that gives you an extra 5% on your sale price, then you've just done really well. You've five times your investment.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there
Can't
you go,
highlight
everyone.
The importance of it enough. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrific. And so what are some of the key factors that you would look at or think about when you're staging a property?
Well, key factors I think about are mainly the flow of the space. So how will placing furniture in a particular way enhance that flow of movement between zones? So by selecting pieces that are correct proportions to fit seamlessly into each living space will ensure a property stands out and increases buyer interest. So it's also important for me to keep abreast of trends in furniture design, in colours, in textures, to ensure that homes look cutting edge and are at the forefront by displaying the latest trends in furniture design.
Right. So there's real, I shouldn't sound surprised when I say this, but there's a science to this.
There is a bit of science.
It's not like, we're going to get this person to come in who's kind of creative and they're going to do some arty stuff and make the place look nice. It's not that. There's an actual science to, how people think and how buyers perceive the property when they're there.
Colours too are, there's science behind how colours make us feel. And if, place a certain colour, how you're trying to get that person that comes into that space to feel. So there is quite a science to it, yeah.
Yeah, nice little collaboration there with your marketing background too, because colours are so important in the marketing space as well, aren't they?
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, I guess property staging is marketing. Okay, like it's
is.
One of the elements
it's
of marketing.
It's like visual marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say somebody's listening and they're like, wow, this sounds so cool. I'm not selling my house, but I really like the idea of bringing that coastal feel inside. What's the process when somebody's working with you of collaborating with a homeowner or a property investor in order to kind of bring their vision to life?
Yes. Well, look, communication is absolutely key. I understand how important it is to build a solid relationship with a client in order to gain their trust when working on a project. As we talked, I think, a little bit off air about how, people, they want to work with you and will invest in you if they trust you and they like you. So it's so much a part of the game to be able to, work cohesively with someone that believes in you. So in the beginning, I'll spend a lot of time going back and forth, discussing a client's needs and their wants for their home. I like to take the time to understand a bit more about the people I work with by talking about their interests. Do they have children, grandchildren? Do they travel? This all helps me understand how they like to live, and it gives me an insight into the best way to bring their vision to life.
Yeah. I love hearing you talk about, that the way that you collaborate, not just with what their vision is, but a little bit about their life, because we're all so different. Each of us are really individual. And if we go through this, then we don't want our place to look like next door's place. We want it to be different. So is there something, you know, particular that you do to make sure that you've got a little bit of your client's own personality or, you know, their individuality in the design as well?
Yes. There, of course. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my job is to create a space that truly reflects, you know, who someone is and what brings them joy. So I find mood boards are a great tool to ascertain what a client likes and what they don't like. And we can kind of start to roll out the brief from there. But, you know, my role too is to guide a client to ensure we achieve the best outcome, creating a space that is functional. But the art is definitely to get there together as a team so that they're happy.
Mm. Yeah. I think if I was putting myself into the client's shoes, it would be really nice to know that there's somebody to kind of hold my hand through that process. So, exactly. Yeah, I guess that collaborative feel is really important. And you previously mentioned Pinterest boards as well. Social media delivering on the goods again. So that's a terrific place, not just to keep your ideas in one place, but to find them as well. Is there, have you got, again, question without notice, have you got a hot tip for people searching Pinterest for ideas?
Yeah. So, you know, any kind of keyword will get you, or key sentence if you're looking to, how do I, you know, spark up my lounge room, or, you know, how can I bring some ambience into your master bedroom? You'll get, you know, hundreds and if not thousands of kind of imagery there that you can kind of start from and work out what it is you like. And then it would be a matter of piecing those elements together to create it for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrific. Sarah, you've previously said that design, let me get this right, design is intelligence made visible. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit for us?
Well, it's not my quote, but this is a quote by a renowned designer and author, Alina Wheeler. She's an American lady. She's also done a lot of marketing too. And, you know, my understanding of it, and we did talk about this too, is that, you know, interior design as a concept is complex, and it's also largely subjective. So, you know, one person's idea of visual perfection could be another person's idea of total hell. So, you know, I think as a designer, my role is to navigate a client's vision and be able to work together collaboratively, to bring that to a reality. So to me, that quote represents, you know, design is purposeful, you know, with a story or a meaning behind it.
Yeah, right. You're almost like a creative coach, aren't you? You know, sort of trying to tease out from the person exactly what it is they want, even when they're not necessarily really sure. Like they've probably got a vision, but they don't necessarily know how to articulate that, and you've got to kind of draw that out of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you've got to stay on top of, you know, what's happening, trends, how things are evolving. What is happening in the interior design space at the moment? Is there anything sort of new and exciting that we should be looking forward to?
Yes, there certainly is. And it's always very exciting to see new trends release and products filter down into showrooms and stores. Color is going to be very big this season, and lots of it. So lots of bright colors, and often, you know, different tones fused together. Patterns and textures are going to be very bold and almost, you know, you would think that they're clashing together. Yeah, but somehow, you know, working together will be very popular, a bit different.
We're seeing that in flooring as well. I've seen some really beautiful, bold designs in floor tiles, particularly where, you know, they kind of used to be plain and unobtrusive and you don't want it to be too busy. There's been some really beautiful, bold patterned floor tiles recently too.
There has. I think, you know, exterior tiles in bold kind of colors and tones have been very popular, and I'm seeing them now coming inside, you know, into the home. So it's like your floor is also a feature, you know, which is nice to think about. I think it's been previously not so.
Yeah, it's just kind of been there, you know, don't let it get in the way. You don't want it to affect the other elements of design, but it's, really a design element on its own now.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, and so without giving anything away, without sort of divulging, you know, too much of your own IP, where do you get your inspo from? And is there anything, you know, that you're really excited about at the moment?
Yes, great question, Simon. I do have many design influences. Obviously, I'm always trawling Instagram as well and, you know, design mags. I, you know, lap them up. But to name a few, I do love Sydney-based furniture designer Sarah Ellison. You might have heard of her work. Her pieces are like art, like they're so sculpture and feminine. She does beautiful kind of oversized lounges and chairs. Absolutely very playful. I just can't get enough. I also love any artwork by the amazing Jai Vazchik. He's a Byron Bay textile artist. He does incredible abstract style portraits in an array of colors. Very popular, done very, very well. I'm also a big fan of Three Birds Renovations, and I have been for a long time. They're a group of three women who got together initially and began flipping houses for profit, but they've gone on to release books, run online renovation courses, and design and style homes for people with big budgets. And when my husband and I were renovating our beach house, I looked to their coastal style quite a lot to bring it to life. Their signature look is distinctive. It's Hamptons in style, but modern. They fuse colors, but with crisp whites on walls and exteriors. They love using rattan as well, which I'm a big fan of in furnishings.
Yeah, okay. And so you mentioned artwork there. You mentioned a particular artist as well. Love that you're talking about local artists. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So how important is artwork that you're hanging in the home when you're styling? And do you see it as something that, I guess something that's, you know, one of those elements you can easily change and update?
Yes, you absolutely can. Yeah. And, you know, as colors or, you know, styles and fashions in colors change, by all means, you know, change your artwork. But I love, you know, if you've got really big walls, you know, there's nothing better than a really big piece of art on it, because it just uplifts any kind of space. I do love working with art and think it's very important in interior design and styling.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, isn't it, about that you make about the size of the wall and the size of the piece of artwork, again, without wanting to give away anything. Are there any, I guess, you know, rules or trends around that? Does a big wall need a big piece of art? Or does a smaller piece of art like focus people's attention? Like, what are the, I guess, the guidelines that you would give people there?
Look, again, it's subjective, I think, but a little bit of both. I think the bigger the wall, yes, the bigger the kind of artwork will look good. But another tip I have is if you have art or pieces that aren't so big, you know, putting a couple there or even a couple that are the same on a big wall will enhance that space even more. But then also, you know, I'm thinking of art galleries around the world. Sometimes, you know, they will have a big wall, but they'll have a tiny piece of art. Like, I'm pretty sure the Mona Lisa is on a massive wall.
The actual
painting is quite small. There we go. It's very small, but they have it on a big wall. So it's like you're looking at this thing going, oh, my gosh, what is this? And it almost channels your eyes to it even more because it's small but placed on a massive space. So, rules.
I guess it's, try things out.
Try things for sure and change it up, you know? Yeah, because as trends change,
So Barrington Coast, it's a beautiful place to holiday and we have lots and lots of beautiful holiday homes in our region.
We do.
So if I was an owner of a holiday property, what sort of tips would you give me about styling the home in order to maximize, you know, the chances of me getting a booking or, you know, to keep my place booked longer?
So for a holiday property, functionality is really what holidaymakers want and need when they're relaxing in a home. So items placed in there, they need to be functional and durable to withstand usage. You know, I find a home that has the most appeal is minimal yet beautiful in its styling. So it's not overdone. So don't overcomplicate spaces with accessories and bits and pieces that aren't necessary for function. I think pick a few elements like beautiful artworks, as we discussed, or a large vase of flowers, you know, in that center spot. Lamps in bedrooms work well for task lighting. and strategically place throw rugs and cushions, create a nice ambience. And also all of these things highlight the property best for photography. And yes, I would suggest keep colors tonal and designed to appeal to a broad demographic of people.
Yeah, okay. I feel like lamps are one of those, one of those collision points where form meets function sometimes too.
Mm.
You know, we have these really cute little bedside lamps that have got, they're like a nice little glass sphere with a string of fairy lights in them. And they look great and they're so useless. Like the amount of light they throw out is so completely useless. Like they look great, but.
Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So I imagine there's a few little things like that where you've kind of got to maybe not make a sacrifice, but be a little bit careful about what you choose to make sure it does meet both of those criteria.
Well, exactly. Yeah. There's also the trend now, rather than, you've placed lamps on the bedside, having your task light placed either side of a bed or even pendants that hang down. So you've actually got more counter space on that bedside table. That's quite popular as well. Something a bit different.
That's a great tip.
And it does look nice.
Mm. Oh, and just run out of space on the bedside table. I mean, we all have so many devices that need charging these days.
Exactly.
And I know we're not supposed to charge them on the bedside table, but, I'm guilty.
Or really have them in bed, but exactly, me too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody's thinking about doing a renovation and they want to make sure that they do their renovation properly and style their home beautifully, interior design their home beautifully, what should they be prioritizing to get the best return on their investment, do you think?
Mm-hmm. So for any small or large scale renovation, a solid plan of attack is key. And often breaking the project down into stages will really help not only give your trades a plan for how best to tackle the works, but also allow you to gauge changes as they happen in a holistic way. So what I mean is, often you find you do one thing in a certain space and then that just kind of naturally leads into the next. And one job completed allows you the space to kind of step back and see how the next project should unfold. So gaining advice and the recommendation of an interior designer is highly recommended, and they will offer an outsider's perspective on how best to light your property's most impressive assets and showcase it in its best light.
Yeah. So at what stage of the process should we be looking to engage with an interior designer? Because we talk to our builders, we talk to an architect maybe, but we don't want the interior design to be a kind of afterthought. So no. At what sort of stage of the process should we be engaging with someone like you?
Really as your first stage, so your first point of call. And your interior designer, I will then work on side with all of the trades just to kind of ensure, that our vision is shared and that what the homeowner is wanting to create is kind of what we get to in the end. So yes, I'm very into a collaborative approach, working with everyone in the team. But yes, interior design really before you kind of start to speak to the builder. Just to make sure you get that vision and that plan nutted out. Yeah.
Because it would be kind of awkward to change some kind of structural element of the home.
Well, exactly.
Once it's already in the design or worse, even built.
Exactly.
That's preventing you from having that design that you really want.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. So do all of this before you start knocking walls out.
Yeah. Yeah. good advice. Are there small changes that people can make to their home? Because we've talked about some bigger ones, although you did mention that, a coat of paint can make a wild difference to a property. But are there small changes that people can make that have, a big change to the overall look and feel apart from, that coat of paint?
Yes. I was going to reinforce the coat of paint again because I do think it can make a world of difference.
Right.
And I did want to say, a lot of older homes I'm walking into at the moment kind of have that warmish yellow-white tone to the walls, which was very popular in the 70s and 80s along with the Mission Brown, which kind of set it all off.
Yeah.
But today can, considerably it's dating in a home. So, those cool tones and neutral whites make walls and spaces look really appealing and new. But other than that, I don't think a lot of people are aware that you can, if you have kitchen or bathroom tiles that are in reasonable condition, you can treat and paint them rather than replace them to give them new life. And this can, you know, really make it make a space look quite different and really appealing. As well as, you know, kitchen cabinetry and door handles can be easily replaced, painted. Mm. And
like a facelift.
Yeah. Something else that's very popular at the moment is wood paneling. I don't know if you've seen, Simon, but it's basically just kind of timber battens that are really just glued onto. You can put them onto your, you know, your master bedroom wall or even on your island bench. And it really lifts the space.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I'm thinking of the right thing, if I'm envisaging what you're talking about, but it's funny how things sort of go around and come around, isn't it? Because I remember, so I'm old, for those of you who can't see us on video.
Not really.
I remember, thanks so much. My parents had wood paneling in the house when they first bought it. And it's still there on just one feature wall. And it's still there. And they bought the house in like 1970 or something. Isn't it cool? It's one of the things I love about fashion, especially, is trends go around and come around, don't they? They disappear, they come back. They disappear, they come back. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. It's never really new, is it? It's just recycled.
It's a new take on something, though. You know, it might be a different way that we apply it or something like that.
Mm. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And what about wallpaper? Is that a thing?
Yes. Don't laugh at me. Yes. No. So not so much to do kind of every wall as it was done in, you know, that the 50s and 60s, but you know, a feature wall with wallpaper, very hot right now, and you can get some incredible wallpapers. I'm thinking, you know, British Vogue and those kind of mags do incredible, having, you know, hotel walls with wallpaper that it's just art. It looks amazing. So yes, no, very, very on trend wallpapers again.
Yeah, right. So there's lots of things that people can do, aren't there, to kind of
there's
change up to make a
things.
Difference. In
Absolutely.
Their home. They don't have to do like a full interior design reno. There's bits and pieces that they can do.
I pick different areas, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you consult on things like that as well?
I do. So I have a few clients at the moment who we're going to work together on, they just want their home to look and feel more beautiful, more like a styled home that they want to live there. And yeah, so definitely that's a big part of what we do as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So what's next for Coast by Design? Any exciting plans or anything coming up that you're really pumped about?
Yes. Well, I think just to continue to grow as a business here in Foster and in the Mid-North Coast, get a bit more well-known. Property staging was a huge part of our growth last year, and I hope that will continue to grow. I'm also excited to spend more time with clients in the building and renovation side of the business. As more and more people are reaching out for support in modernizing their homes. And I really love seeing how property is brought to life by investing in these key changes that we've talked about, renovating kitchens and bathrooms, a new color palette, or extending exterior zones. Yes, a lot of fun. It's an amazing the difference a few things can make.
Yeah. Great. And so if any of our listeners are thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind sussing this out, you know, house is looking a bit tired, wouldn't mind a bit of help. How do we reach out? How do we get in touch with you?
People are more than welcome to reach me through our website at coastbydesign.com.au or via Instagram or Facebook at coastbydesign or via email. You can reach me at hello@coastbydesign.com.au.
Awesome. Okay. And also I'll make sure that all of your links in the show notes too. So if anybody wants to reach out and have a chat with you, they can. Sarah, thank you for sharing so much of your wisdom with us. It's been really lovely chatting with you on the potty today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Simon. Great to talk to you.
Guys, thanks for joining us again on this issue of Convos, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast. If you'd like to connect with Sarah, make sure you check out all of her links in the show notes and reach out for a chat. And we'll see you all on the next episode of the podcast. Sarah, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Convos, the Lifestyle Barrington Coast podcast. If you love this chat, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And if you know somebody we should be talking to on Convos, hit us up on our Facebook page, Lifestyle Barrington Coast.